5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a lovely Christmas. Have you had? What's so funny about that?
That just made me laugh. You went, hello, everyone. Sorry. Unprofessional.
Do I start again?
Yeah. No, I'll leave this in. Okay, sorry.
I don't know what to say now. I feel self-conscious.
Good news, everybody.
Good news, everyone. Christmas. No. All right. Hello. Hope you've all had a lovely Christmas. How was your Christmas, Callum?
Not bad. How about yours?
That's what I like to hear. Both my parents had COVID, but considering it was all right, to be fair.
I love that about British culture.
What's that?
How are you doing? Not too bad. It's never awesome, is it? Like, you don't ask anyone and they say that here.
I feel like enthusiasm is uncouth. It's almost rude to be happy in Britain.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm not even saying that like tongue in cheek. It kind of is.
Genuinely, you're kind of annoying if you're happy.
I kind of agree. That is true. But anyway, I wanted to talk about today the fact that seemingly communists really don't like spending time with their families over Christmas and Christmas in general. And
don't think the families like it either.
So first and foremost, it's worth mentioning on the website, the most recent Contemplations episode 104, we looked at Christmas traditions. We looked at both their origins and also their meaning. And I thought it was a very wholesome thing to go out on the weekend of Christmas. So it's certainly worth checking out. You want to know what the meaning is of all of the things we do at Christmas time. I was very glad it made Christmas feel better because I was just like, I know why we do this now. And it's better. But there we go.
I just imagine you sat in the corner while everyone's putting up decorations and be like, I know when they don't.
I know the real meaning.
These guys don't even know that I know what Christmas means. Sorry.
So moving on, I saw a thread here. This is from the New York Democratic Socialists. It's a 12-step process of how to convert your family to socialism. I'm going to read some of them to torture you. So, this holiday season, many of us are talking to people close to us who see the world differently, namely our family members. Here are some tips about how to talk to your relatives about socialism and bring them into the DSA, compiled from our members.
It's just like, yeah, we know, fellow socialists, that all of our family think we're crazy.
Moving on to the next one. First, which of your family members is most ready to speak truth to power? Who is fed up with the way the system is set up and running into frustrations of living in a capitalist world?
Oh, it's so awful.
You know what?
Oh, I've got too
you know
much
what?
Food.
Christmas time, I think, what's really going to get me in spirits? Criticising capitalism, of course. Well, that's really festive. That's how you bring the family together.
I like how like your mum and your dad have prepared this feast of food to eat, and everyone's getting around, and then you're like, God, this is awful. Wish I was starving.
This is capitalist decadence. I want to be in a gulag right now. Carries on to say, identify the relative you're most likely to be able to engage with and listen to. So it's like you target the family member and you just corner them. Okay. It's like, have you heard about socialism? Like the Jehovah's Witnesses of...
Oh, God, I've been in that position before. You know when you're in a conversation, like one guy just wants to talk to you about something ideological, you're like, dude, I don't. I'm not a commie, leave me alone.
Then it says, next, you want to sympathise and agitate, not argue. I think the fact that they're trying to be like, oh, you've got to be reasonable, but yeah, agitate. Like, try and wind them up a bit. That works. Find your common ground and build from there. Ask open-ended questions, then ask follow-ups. Bring us close to the root of the problem. Profit and the people with power. Avoid words like capital and ruling class, though.
Hide your power level.
Yeah.
Being that annoying.
It goes on to say, is quoting some questions to ask. Have you been seeing your energy bills go up too? That's nice, cheery, crisp. Can you imagine that? Seeing a relative and just like, have your energy bills gone up? That's really putting you in the mood to be festive and happy, isn't it? Just, yes. The inevitable impoverishment of your bank account, that's going to cheer you up.
I just think he's trying to scam me. Mm. So someone, has your car insurance gone up recently?
Pyramid scheme or something like that.
If you go to gokumpair.com, that's what I'm expecting.
How has that been impacting you? How do you think it's impacting energy companies? Imagine that, just round the Christmas dinner table, just like, how do you think the increasing energy prices has impacted energy companies? That's a nice light conversation to have at Christmas time. Yeah, you're right. They're actually making record profits. Why are they allowed to do that while our bills go up? That's almost like campaign ad, isn't it? Mm. And then it goes on to say, co-create a shared vision of a better world, one where people had the power. Just eat the turkey. I like that. What would you change if you had more say and control in what our energy systems look like? This is, again, terrible family conversation at Christmas time.
So do you like sticky toffee pudding? Well, you know about the energy.
Then start to show them ways we're fighting for the world right now. And this is hilarious. I'm quoting here. Have you heard of the Build Public Renewables Act? Is one step towards building some of the changes we are just talking about. And it's been something I've been working on a lot this past year. That's like a sales pitch.
Like he's looking at his phone, like reading it or looking at the phone to the guy.
Yeah, just sat there reading it verbatim like a robot. Lead with empathy, and can be painful to realise that the system we've been taught to believe and organise our lives around is the root of our struggle. Taking away their belief in the system also takes away their meaning, hope and pride in succeeding in it.
What, are you the devil? Person's trying really hard to do well and you're like, it's worthless.
You can never succeed.
Bomb a bank. they're communists.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, not literally.
Also, the idea that you have to be a socialist to criticise the current system, I think most people are unhappy with it, unless you're very rich elite who's reaping the benefits of all of the corporate incestuousness with government, then you're not going to be happy. And then it carries on to say, luckily, we are building a much more beautiful future for everyone, and we want them to be a part of building it. Bring them to a branch, a working group meeting, or a protest picket rally. Show them what we're doing, the work looks like, and how meaningful and motivating it can be. It basically carries on. I'm not going to read anymore because I'm not going to subject you all to it. But yes,
I kind of just want to scroll at least, just to see.
You can have a look if you want.
If you ever give us a good old scroll, Michael.
Oh yes, avoid words like capital, ruling class, even socialism at first, because they know how poisonous it is. Focus on the concepts behind the words and how they reflect in real material conditions. So basically,
oh God,
deceive.
That's even worse.
Don't be afraid to share. How do your problems relate to theirs? Remind them they are not alone. It is our struggle. It might take time to build up to the S word. First, you need to develop a shared analysis of different issues, working conditions, potholes, because of course you have to be a socialist to care about potholes. Insulin prices, abortion care, student debt, being addicted to our smartphones. These are all issues that pretty much most people in politics talk about. But yeah, apparently just socialist issues now. And once they're a DSA member, the conversation doesn't end. It's our duty to continue to analyse our political conditions and imagine a better future together. We must motivate each other and bring each other into the work.
Joining the Church of Scientology is just the beginning, friends.
It does make it sound like you're converting someone into a cult. Well, first, you corner them. You try and become relatable by acting like a human being. Have you noted?
How are your material conditions doing this Christmas? Freaky people.
But this is actually the tamest I've seen so far. I had the misfortune of looking at Reddit over the Christmas holidays, and
sorry to hear that.
I know. Times were hard, all right. I turned to Reddit for entertainment. But no, this is just unbelievable. This is r/greenandpleasant, which is a forum where British socialists go to talk about stuff, and it's titled, "The In-Laws Are Effing Gammons. Having spent Xmas with my in-laws, it has been revealed to me they are a pair of doddery old racist Tory voting gammons." I'm sure your you're thrilling to spend company with, calling them that.
What's their address? I want to go say hi. Sounds fun.
So far, I have endured stories of gas prices being too high because Asian business owners rig their meters and cost the companies millions. Electric cars are far worse for the environment because they are heavier and release toxic brake particles. Mm. An endless debate on how horrid that Megan is. Mm. Has anyone endured a similar experience this year, and how did you cope?
Join in. That's how you cope.
If you scroll down, Michael, there are some hilarious replies down there.
I happen to know a few landlords, and yes, funnily enough, all they talk about is how to...
Like this, the top comment, that moment over dinner when my mother-in-law mused that she preferred racist to woke people. Well,
poll the public, you'll be shocked.
If you're that insufferable, I mean, come on.
Yeah, like Tony over here from the KKK, I'd rather talk to than you over the dinner table. I mean, that's a big insult.
It's unbelievable that these people are just willing to push their ideology, even to their family members at Christmas, and they're just like, yes, I hate them. I'll be eating turkey and I'll just be seething that they're not socialists.
But my material conditions. Have you thought about material conditions?
They're sharing all this food with me and it makes me resentful.
Look at your material conditions. Wouldn't have a land socialist now. Shut up, Tommy.
You're not going to believe this 70. Next one as well. So, socialist dog tricks needed. So this was posted around Christmas time.
Eh?
And it says, I've taught my parents' dog to jump in a circle when I say, eat the rich. Give his paw when I say, hello, comrade. And growl and bark when I say Uncle Frank, in brackets. He's the family fascist. And jump and do a double high five when I say Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, I would think this was satire if it were not already in a thread of weirdness and losery. I need some more ideas so I can continue to pee off my right-leaning parents. I've got a load of treats, endless patience, and a socialist-minded dog, so anything is possible.
I've got one in mind, which is just when you say that it's time for collectivism, the dog should run as far away as possible before it gets eaten.
Socialist-minded dog, though, in that, what, they beg for food.
That's true.
They're always hungry.
That does exactly they've as got, it's told.
They're more than happy to stick their head up their arse. I mean, what do you mean, socialist-minded dog? What does that look like? Oh, for goodness sake. But yes, this is...
He's always hungry.
But the fact that they've gone to these ridiculous lengths to teach their dog to do silly things to these supposedly socialist things just to annoy their right-leaning parents.
What's that thing at the top there? Join the Discord Union of BAMEs. What? What the hell? I'm just reading things wrong there. Yeah, Union of something and then BAME UK. r/BAME UK. Oh, these are like...
Separate links, I think.
Right, but tagged. Mm. Yeah, of course.
I also saw people trotting out the inevitable line. Well, Jesus was a socialist, so technically this holiday is celebrating the birth of a socialist and stuff like that. And of course,
so tagged along with he's brown.
Yeah, he's a Palestinian, even though let's not go where Jesus would fall on the Israel-Palestine conflict because
I think he's on the Kingdom of Jerusalem train.
I would say so.
I don't think he's on either of those.
I don't think Jesus would be a member of Hamas, would he?
No. I think he's returning with the Crusaders.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. But this final one is just proof that the socialist mind cannot conceive of irony. And it's an article, Why Many Conservatives Won't Be With Their Children or Grandchildren This Christmas. And they're saying, oh, this is hilarious. This is exactly what they deserve. And the article starts off saying, there are probably hundreds of thousands of men and women who, because of political differences, maintain minimal or no contact with their parents, and even more cruelly, do not allow their parents to have any contact with their children, their parents' grandchildren. And then it carries on to...
Yeah, that's a great point by Dennis Prager. Don't be an asshole.
It's lamenting the fact that political differences, for some reason, are tearing families apart. I mean, there are plenty of things you can reasonably not agree with your family, but at the end of the day... Family should come above politics, shouldn't it? It doesn't matter if you disagree.
Yeah, none of you have any power.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there's actually a guy I know. We go around his pub a lot, and he's a bit of a lefty. It's unstating it. But the funny thing is, like, we'll have a chat, and then just at the end of it, we'll be like, yeah, none of us have any power, so it doesn't even matter. And we'll just laugh, because it's funny. But that's the reality of living in Britain.
Yeah, like, just your run-of-the-mill political conversations in a pub. Yeah. They're not really... going anywhere. It's just...
But if you can do that with strangers.
Yeah, it's just for the fun of it, really.
Like, imagine cutting off your grandkids from the grandparents.
Mm. I mean, I'm fortunate that my parents don't tend to disagree that much with what I have to say, but if they did, it wouldn't really matter. They're my parents at the end of the day, right? It boggles my mind that these people can just be like, yes, this is perfectly reasonable behavior. This is psychologically normal that I reject everyone who doesn't adhere to my strict ideology. I mean, no wonder they're miserable people, because at Christmas time, clearly, they're the ones sat in the corner, not interacting with anyone, eating their Christmas dinner, seething in silence. And I thought I would just share their pain for your enjoyment.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Comics Corner that Harry does, and this one on the Kingdom Come and 90s comics. And if you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.